a story about feet.
Is that a pun? Ran feet?
It is now! Which for our blog turned out to be a surprisingly hot topic. I mean, seriously, like more than 100 people commented on this story. Web editor Laura Conaway is in studio to answer the burning question, what is the deal with the feet?
What is the deal with the feet?
I don't know.
It's hard to say. Yeah, it seems to make people mad. We had this guy, Adam Sternberg, in from New York Magazine. He wrote a piece called You Walk Wrong. And basically it just says that human feet are being forced to fit into shoes, basically, and it's changing everything about people right away. It's hurting us. It's bad for
us.
Yeah, so right away the argument went from people who want to go barefoot versus people who want to go with shoes. Took just an immediate 180 into evolution versus creationism.
Ah, of course it did.
Yeah, as they all devolve into.
Right.
Yeah, and then someone was called Hitler, and
actually, this guy was called a clown. They called Adam Sternberg a clown, and basically a lot of people wanted to say, how dare this guy say shoes are bad for us? I mean, how dare he?
That's
really?
That's just the big foot lobby talking.
Shoes.
Yeah. I found that kind of stunning. I really did. But one person came in, the aptly named for a shoe debate, Molly Buckles.
Great name.
Weighed in. She's an audiologist in Eugene, Oregon. She's nearing 60. And basically she says that she would like to switch to barefoot now, but it's just too hard. Let's hear the voice of reason, shall we?
If I could find a way to go shoeless, I probably would. I don't know if I'm willing to go through the pain and discomfort of it. I just want better shoes. I want shoes that reflect the way we really walk and the way we really use our feet and the efficiency of our feet better.
That was Sternberg's point, by the way.
I think.
Yeah.
Better shoes. She actually got it. Anyway, we're going to be putting up the Kate Nash video. Didn't she sound great just a second ago?
Yeah, she sounded great. That'll be cool.
Yeah, that's going to be coming later on today. And do you guys remember when Ian Chillog was trying to find a fan song for John McCain?
Yes. We were asking people if they wanted to step up and write one.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch has come to the rescue.
You mean he's a big BPP listener?
He wrote a song called It's Together Forever. And you know how I found out about it?
How?
From our old Twitter friend, at BPP Sucks. Tweeted it. Let's hear this song. Here we go.
Hey, John. Hey, John. Come on. Come on. They'll be calling
better
you.
Better than that other one.
Everything you know. Together. Forever.
So I just want to say thank you at BPP Sucks.
And for real, Orrin Hatch wrote this song?
Yeah, he's a songwriter. He's written other...
I had no idea.
I think
that one
is better than the old Let the Eagle Soar, the old Ashcroft song.
Yeah, that one was a little bit tough. And, you know, I have to say I've become a little bit fond of It's Raining McCain just because they're out of tune and in harmony. But I think Orrin Hatch, I got to give it to you. That's a good one. At BPP Sucks. Thank you again.
Thank you, man.
Was the deal with that, by the way, Raining McCain, that was supposed to be a joke, right?
I think it was. That's my personal feeling.
Okay. There you go. Laura Conaway edits our website and our blog. You can find us there, npr.org/Bryant Park, and twitter.com/BPP.
And that's it for this hour of the BPP. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. And this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.